after Fury Day.
Right.
And there was a widespread minhag to fast on Rosh Hashanah. During the time of the Goyim, it was very accepted in entire communities to fast the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah and Shabbat Shuvah. You see that discussed in Halacha. Now, it's a whole debate in Halacha. It's a whole debate in Halacha. And the Maisa, we follow the Shita that you don't fast on Rosh Hashanah, right? Not only don't we fast, we actually make a Yom Tov out of it. And this is something that has to be understood. Why do we make a Yom Tov out of Rosh Hashanah? What's the justification of making a Yom Tov out of it? People sail into it. I was mamish, somewhat shocked to see. Actually, I saw two songs recently, both about events preparing for the Yom HaNoraim. Events preparing for the Yom HaNoraim. One was a kumzitz of preparation for the Yom HaNoraim. We'll get together, we're going to sing inspiring songs from the tefillos of the Yom HaNoraim with, you're in Hebrew, in Hebrew, very, very short katzar, not short divrei Torah, very, very short katzar is not katzar, right? Katzar is short. Katzar is extremely short. Extremely short divrei Torah in the middle. This is how we're going to prepare for Yom HaNoraim. Okay? Another sign that I saw hanging was also an evening of preparation for the Yom HaNoraim. We will hear some of the best chazanim doing different bitsuim, different pieces from the tefillos of the Yom HaNoraim. And I'm waiting to see, okay, so there's also going to be a speech. Okay, so there's really going to be the Achon of the Yom HaNoraim. No, the speech will be with a certain composer who is going to expose us to some of the secrets behind the Jewish song throughout the... Here's our preparation for the Yom HaNoraim. I contrasted this with when I was in the Mir Yeshiva. Abaye Finkel, he was Mr. last year, when he was like a certain wonder figure in the Mir Yeshiva. Mr. last year in his 90s. So, there used to be a group of Bachrim, he would, every Friday night, would get together in his house and sit around the table. He would put out, refreshments, and they would sing, and he would share thoughts and stories with them. Something that they would get together every week for that. And when the Bachru coordinated, he came over to him, it was the Shabbos before Rosh Hashanah, he wanted to coordinate it. And Rabbi was like, we're going to get together and sing? Like, 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? He's like, he just didn't. I don't know, this Bachru came over to me, he was like a little confused. He said, I don't understand. He seemed to see it as like a drop in Ruchnius. There was obviously, we're talking about not a generation gap, but a multi-generation gap. Whatever it is, Rosh Hashanah is a scary day. Where does the Simcha come in? That's our question. Where does the Simcha come in? So here's something we have to understand. What's the makar of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? Where does it come from? Naturally, it shouldn't be. Now what's the makar of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah? The makar of Simcha on Rosh Hashanah is the Pasuk in Nechemi. Pasuk in Nechemi describes Mamish, the dilemma that we're talking about. It says that when Ezra and Nehemiah came back to Eretz Yisrael, they found the people in Eretz Yisrael in a very dismal state. They were left without leadership. It was the lowest of the people. And many of them had married Goyim. And they made a big tshuva movement. They made a big Baal tshuva movement. And they got the people back onto the right track. When Rosh Hashanah came around, the people had understood how far they had been. Okay? And now, it says Ezra made a whole gathering, and he had the Levim read to them from the Torah, and the whole people melted down. Everybody melted down. They were all standing there and weeping. Up gets Nehemiah and says, no. Lechu, go home. Don't cry. Lechu, go home. Eat fatty foods. Drink sweet drinks. Make sure everybody has a Suda. Don't be upset. Don't be upset. Why? Why not? You should be upset. That's his explanation. Because rejoicing with Hashem is your hope. That's your hope. On the contrary, you're scared of the Yom HaNoraim? You should be. You should be. Where are you going to find your hope? By rejoicing with Hashem. What do we mean rejoicing with Hashem? So, I asked my grandfather once when I was a Bachar, I was a very holy person. And, I went to reach Yom HaNoraim morose, like a good Jew should be, sad, broken, dark, and feeling very pious about it. So, I asked my grandfather, How are we supposed to be happy on Rosh Hashanah? He said, the mishpat, you know, the judgment. So he said, you say a pasuk every day in Hoydu, don't you? Yismechu Hashemayim, Misogei Lo'oretz, Yiram Hayom Umloyer, Yalo Yisodai B'chol Hashemayim. Right? The Shemayim will rejoice, the land will rejoice. And why? Because Hashem is coming to judge the land. Apparently it's a cause for celebration. But what's the pshat? The pshat is that on Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean that it's the year in heaven? It's the coronation day of Hashem. Hachtara. Hashem is being crowned as king on Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean that he's being crowned as king? Who is the king before him?
Us.
What's that? Ooh, that's sharp. He said us. That's a very sharp line that should be expounded on. But the simple shot is that the world is being renewed. The reason Hashem is being crowned today is because everything is starting again. Hashem is being crowned. So here's the question. Is that a celebration for you? That depends on who you are. People around the country, of course, you make a big celebration out of the coronation of the king. But not everybody's necessarily happy. A new king taking the throne could be a scary thing, right? It's a scary thing. Especially if you don't know where you stand with the king. Especially if you have reason to think that you're not in good standing with him. It's a scary thing. But who's celebrating? The king's family are celebrating. The king's close circle are celebrating. Right? They are rejoicing with the fact that this coronation is going on. What we're doing on Rosh Hashanah is through the celebration. But by the way, the celebration should come in contrast with understanding the solemnity of the day. This is very important. Don't sit down at your Rosh Hashanah Sukkah like you sit down at a Sukkah Sukkah. Sukkah is not simple saying that you're just there to rejoice. Rosh Hashanah, it should be more alert, more disciplined. You're sitting at attention. But what's going on? You are an invitee, you're a participant of the coronation. Hashem wants you there as part of his closed circle. Hashem is judging the whole world, but they weren't all invited. They don't even know about it. They don't know that it's going on. They're not asked to come be a part of it. Hashem is inviting you to the ceremonies. He wants you to be a part of the festivities. If you could connect to that, you understand I'm part of this closed circle. I'm a part of this closed circle. I'm celebrating as a part of this closed circle. That is where you're going to find your security on Rosh Hashanah. That's where you're going to find security on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is a 2-day long coronation ceremony. And that's the way we need to be related to it. We discussed this, this forum, others discussed already, how the details of tshuva, even though Rosh Hashanah is the beginning of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, we're not busy on Rosh Hashanah with tshuva, what we did wrong, what we need to fix. We're busy with only one thing, the coronation of Hashem. We understand that is, of course, the basis for all the other tshuva. We spend 2 days filling our minds with Hashem Melech. That's all my reality, that's all my existence. And for 2 days, I'm stepping out of this world. I was invited to the coronation in Shemayim, and that's where I am. We're spending a long time in shul. Those hours can get tiring, right? But think about it in those terms. Coronation is a long ceremony. I would imagine that in earlier times it could also spread over a few days also. It's a long ceremony. Not all of it is sitting at the table and eating. Right? There are ceremonies and you stand there at attention. And that's what we're doing. We're standing in shul. We were asked to come to the Yachal by Hashem. Hashem tells us, I'm going to be rendering judgment on this day. Come in. Come be there. Come be close to me. Right? Hashem is tipping us off and giving us a chance to be that close. So spend the hours in shul with the sense of I'm at attention. Hashem is creating his new world. He's establishing his new kingdom. He's been crowned as king and he's designated me as one of his foremost players in the new world. I'm standing there at attention and just drinking in the reality of Hashem Melech. This is what's going to now be guiding my path through the rest of the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, right? And it's going to be guiding my path throughout the whole year. And when I sit down at the Suda, sit down and celebrate the fact that Hashem, who is so close to me, is the king and that he's my king. If you can celebrate in that fact that Hashem is my king and I consider it a privilege to have been drafted into his service in this way, and that's cause for celebration for me. That is, like Nehemiah says, Chedas Hashem Yimoutchem. It's that that celebration with Hashem that's going to provide you with the hope taka for the year. You move in with an understanding of your place in Hashem's world. You move in with an understanding of your role in Hashem's world. You celebrate that duly. You celebrate the fact that Hashem wants you to be so close to Him. That's definitely setting you on the right track for your performance throughout the year. And it's also setting you on the right track in terms of how Hashem will set you up for this year. Bear that in mind. Realizing that as an invitee, we are one in thousands. Right? We're surrounded by from Jews. It's not a big chiddush for us. From Jews all around us. But it's one, you make the math of how many Jews there are in the world and how many of them are observant. That close circle, you are one in thousands who is chosen for that job. Rejoice, celebrate it in that sense. And then Be'ezus Hashem Taka will be zeichet to a ksiva v'chasima teiva on that level.
Thank you.